I, Taylor Viveros, believe in appreciation. Appreciation is a value that I acquired through a life-changing event. At this time in my life, I had a boyfriend named Khalil. He was my rock, my best friend, and a part of my daily life. On September 7th, 2016, I would experience trauma and emotional shock. I was on my way to my usual 4 p.m. shift at my job as a waitress. At this time, my boyfriend was the busboy and dishwasher at the restaurant. I got to work and noticed that Khalil wasn't there yet. I texted him wondering where he was. There was no response. I didn't worry because he was always a few minutes late to work. 30 minutes passed and I called him. There was no answer. At 6 p.m., my boss received a call from him saying that he wasn't feeling well and wouldn't be at work today. Khalil texted me that he was sick and was excited to see me tomorrow. I went through the rest of my shift as I normally would. At 10 p.m., as I was closing the restaurant, I received a call from Khalil's brother. His brother told me that I should sit down before hearing what he had to say. He told me that he walked into Khalil's room and found him laying on the floor in a pool of blood next to a gun. My body went into shock. Everything around me became a blur. I just lost my best friend and partner to suicide. I found out later that he called off of work because he was planning on doing this. In 1 second, all I had left were pictures and memories. After 2 years, I have healed and extracted values from this traumatic experience. My loss taught me the value of appreciation. Ever since September 7th, I have been more grateful for every family member and friend in my life. I cherish the time I'm able to spend with them because you never know when a day with them will be the last one. I even appreciate little moments, such as watching a movie with my mom, bickering with my brother, and sitting in class with my friends. It took intense hardships for me to gain this value of appreciation of everything in my life. This sense of appreciation after hardship is seen in Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. Siddhartha was miserable when he was like the childlike people. Once he left this lifestyle, he once again was grateful for his skills of thinking, fasting, and waiting. He was more grateful of the benefits of this aesthetic lifestyle after he experienced the pain from his unfulfilling, lavish lifestyle. He valued simple meals, minimal clothing, and pure conversation with Vasudeva. After we experience the terrible side of life, we better appreciate the possessions that we have, memories that we create daily, and the people who are with us on this journey of life.